Now, I saw there were a lot of people. I didn't get to see all the coverage of what's going on with Terry McLaurin and his contract because I was, you know, busy doing the show and doing everything yesterday. Yep. But there are a lot of people that, like, I don't understand why people care who caved, or I don't understand why people care about how much McLaurin wanted or the team was offering. I can't understand not being interested in those things. Not only because it matters to building the team and the salary cap situation and, I don't know, this little detail, like, how many years is he actually going to be here for? Right? Because it's not four.
That seems important, yeah.
It's less than that, but is it two? Is it three that they can get out of it when he gets John Allen by this team, when there's not a whole lot of guaranteed money left, who was a good soldier for a long time? Like, those are minor details that I care about. But I also get, and I try to be open to the fact that for a lot of fans, there's plenty of plugged-in fans that care about the nuance and are, like, subscribing to Substacks on the team so that they can read real insight. But for a lot of people, it's like, is Terry McLaurin going to be on the field in week one? I don't care about anything else.
Yeah, I'd like to watch the team on Sunday. Will he be playing?
Like, let's, all right, you guys. So we have a group of three here that are fans of the team, that go to games, watch the team. I'd be curious. I want to start with Toby, who is, I would say, Lieutenant McLaurin in our show group here. He is by far the biggest...
Major McLaurin.
McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
Homer.
Apologist.
Yeah, that's negative. But yes, so is Homer, I guess. So yeah. That'll work. He wore a Terry McLaurin jersey yesterday all day. I didn't even realize it till after the show. I'm like, have you been wearing that all day? It's like, that's kind of a good bit. So, do you care at all about the terms of the Terry McLaurin contract, or you've moved past it and he's under contract?
I mean, I'm going to be interested in what they are, but it's not... I'm not waiting every second, like, holding my breath to know who won the negotiation. I'm just glad it's over and he's going to be on the football field week one.
But when you hear people like say, it doesn't matter what the contract is, he signed. Your response to that is?
I mean, I think that's a little bit crazy, but
right.
I would be more on that side than saying like, oh, I have to know before I worry about, like, to me, everything was about this season. That's why it was so frustrating. It dragged out. Now at least you're to a point where hopefully he can get on the field and play week one and it doesn't affect this season that much.
Right, which is, that's the big key, no doubt. I think that without knowing the terms, we don't know what their cap situation is moving forward,
mm-hmm.
first and foremost, kind of important. And more significant, we don't know how many years Terry McLaurin's actually going to be here for moving forward as of this contract. All right, Darius, what about you? Your level of interest in finding out those details?
I would say if the high point of it would be a 10 and the low point would be a 1, I would say maybe a 6.5 is
okay.
My level of interest.
I like that.
And it's for the points that you just mentioned, where I just want to know, is this a glorified 1 or 2 year deal, or is this actually a, you know, 3 year extension?
Right, what about just in a who won sense? Peters or Buddy Baker? You have no, like, 1 to 10 that.
I would say 6.
So you're still interested?
Yeah, I'm a little bit interested.
I am a 10 out of 10 on the team stuff that matters. And if you don't understand why, like, and you're a media member, I don't know what to say to that. That's ridiculous to me. But on the Terry McLaurin's agent versus team who won thing, probably an 8.5 or a 9. I'm still, like, even that storyline, it consumed the town for months and months and months. Now it's over and we went to the movie theater. We stopped and we got candy at the gas station to sneak in. I had to fill up the car on the way. Then I bought the tickets. Then we got our popcorn. Then we waited in line. Then we got to the theater and I said, I won't watch the movie. And I went home. Like, what?
Well, I mean, for a lot of people, it's a, here is a problem, right? We know what the problem is. He's not signed. Who do I blame for the problem? Who do I blame? I want someone to blame right now. Hey, man, the problem's been solved. Oh, I think that's how a lot of people view it.
But finding out what he got kind of tells you who's more to blame. Whoever caved and went to the other person's number more to blame
than
the other person.
But once the problem has been solved, for a lot of fans, the page is immediately turned.
Right. That's amazing.
Right.
Cool. That is not how I see the world.
For me, it's probably a 2.5 out of 10 on how much cash does he get to take home? In terms of this year, like, that stuff's I'm intrigued because it's part of the gig, and I want to know, like, the salary cap hits and those sorts of things.
You're
and how
two
long
and a half out of 10?
Yeah, on those particulars.
On right? How long he's going to be here and what is... Wow.
because it's like, it's either 2 years, 3 years. I'll find out in due course. That I'm not that, I got to know. I'm a 277 trillion out of 10 on the element of who won the negotiation. That I care about so much. I care about that end of the earth.
I think that's so secondary.
That to me is the only thing that I'm concerned with. So right now I'm sitting here waiting with bated breath at all the people who screamed all sorts of things at me. Do they get to be right or do I get to be right?
Well, and that's what I care so about. Much about that.
This is what I care about
all the time.
This is what I care about.
Clary.
I care at like probably like a 4.5 out of 10. Like I do care in a sense, but also like the deal is done. Now, if Jaden Daniels was, let's say, in like year three right now and like he's about to get paid, then I would care because we need to save every single penny for him. But this contract's not really going to affect
Jaden. Well, it affects Luvu next year. It affects
Tunsil like and San Russo.
So many things. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but like $1 million, $2 million. So, I mean, we'll see.
What do you mean $1 million, $2 million?
I mean, like annually, like if it's whatever's guaranteed. Like, I mean, the things, like, what is your thing? It's like $30 million in a year. That's kind of like your threshold of like, oh, if they go over that, then like the Commanders won, or if they go under that.
I mean, it could be the difference in terms of actual money of like $15 million in terms of guarantees. Like if this thing comes back and he got $60 million versus $44 million, or if it's $52 million, those are big differences in terms of team building.
I agree. I just don't think it'll probably get to that point. Like it's probably like $60 million guaranteed maybe. I don't know at this point.
And that's the thing. Now going back to your other point, if he gets $60 million guaranteed, Buddy Baker. Your music's playing, brother. I don't think it'll be anything close to that, but my God, would that be amazing. And Adam Peters for having all the leverage. Terry just...
Yeah, then you caved to that guy.
He's doing a dance in the end zone.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's what's going to happen, but we're going to find out. My guess is if he got close to $60 million guaranteed, you guys would know about it right now. Buddy Baker wouldn't keep that.
He'd probably make that one public.
What's the guy's name from Starbucks? Jordan Schultz. Wouldn't keep that one from Jordan Schultz. Well, wouldn't have done that.